after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It's another beautiful Wednesday in the show, or as we call it, Hump Day. After Dust Wednesday. So, yes, man, today's show is entitled Total Randomness, and that's because this is one of those shows where there's really no specific topic or guest. It's just me digging into my magic little hats and just pulling stuff out of there like there's no tomorrow. So, you never know what I'm going to talk about. We talk about something that you didn't even see coming at all. And some news that might not move the needle, but, you know, it's still some good news that might have you laughing a little bit. So we will be talking about a little bit of everything on the show. Like I said, it's total randomness, so we talk about whatever. Some three things get off my chest real quick. And, you know, we do a thing on here every now and then called a totally biased sports moment. And that's where I share my biased opinions on sports-related topics. Well, two big things happened this week. Two big playoffs. Final playoff matches went down this week and concluded, to be more exact. Those two matches include the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals. As far as the Stanley Cup Finals, Chicago Blackhawks won, and they won with a 2-0 victory over Lightning in that Game 6 victory, which is ironic because the other team who happens the other match, which is in the NBA Finals, in Game 6 as well. And that was with the Golden State Warriors pulling off a win against the Cavaliers. And, man, it's been crazy both ways. Drama field in both the NHL realm and drama field in the NBA realm. And this is that point of year where people go nuts. This is that point of year where airfare will be going up sky high. Why? Because people won't be able to, they won't be so glued to having to watch sports closely because not a lot of sports is going to have to keep their eyes on it as far as the mainstream crowd. those sports, you know, the sports you have really left as far as mainstream that, you know, a lot of mainstream people watch is baseball for the most part. Some people are already in the golf, so you miss something. As far as especially the demographics of this show, a lot of them don't watch golf. I watch it from here and there. I'm actually more, but I always say, like, the older you get, the more intrigued you get with watching golf. And for me, like, I can actually watch, I don't watch the whole weekend of golf, but I can watch like a whole, like, if it's all the Sunday matches, I can watch that. I mean, nothing's on that I have to just watch live right there and then. Then I watch golf, and it's always very intriguing, especially in the playoff. When they have playoffs, oh my God, that's when everything in it is so great when that happens. So, sports, man, sports is crazy. Chicago Blackhawks, there's a bunch of, there's just so much, you know, going. They're like very, I mean, although they won, they won the Stanley Cup a few years ago. They kind of had that Golden State type of vibe to them as far as pulling off of the wins and whatnot. Big ups to Chicago, big ups to Golden State for winning their games, man. Big ups to y'all. That's nothing really biased there, just giving out praise and showing love to people that won their respective battles. I do want my bias moment about it, though, is everyone that's all of a sudden Golden State Warriors fans. I'm so tired of these fake fans. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. And I want to continue, because I make sure everything I say is on the record a lot, because people will try to play these games and saying, I didn't say this. As far as, you know, LeBron, well, I was on LeBron's side now. I was on LeBron hard when he went to Miami. Now, how he left Cleveland also added a little more to the fuel of the fire. But if he didn't go to a team I hated, I wouldn't have been as annoyed. Like, I hate, like, he went to the Lakers, I would have felt the same way about LeBron. Him going to, he went to the Heat, which are a team I hate so much because they become bitter. Something about them and Texas teams and meet them in the finals. They keep beating Texas teams. And they drive me nuts. Big ups to people that made this fall through. And people want to talk about the LeBron. It's a thing that when you're good, and people have always said to certain pedestal, you got to keep dealing with that. As far as the Jordan comparisons and whatnot, and you only won 2 out of 6, Jordan won such and such. You know, it's ridiculous, man. I really hate this because of that whole entire narrative, it takes away from us enjoying him trying to come back and trying to win back in his city. It's like, okay, many people, you know, some people, they want, you know, if he wanted to be Jordan-esque, try to catch Jordan, he could stay with Miami and keep trying to build championships there where he already had a championship before he got there. But he wanted to go up to his city and try to do the impossible. And this dude did the impossible and himself making it to the finals in the first place and letting him make it to 6 games. That is crazy. So let's just tip the hat off. You know, some of these Golden State Warriors fans, they're not, they really just sort of irrational. And they won't, and they're so afraid to admit that, you know, this finals would have been a lot more competitive if it wasn't, you know, a smaller squad in the quantity of people versus a plethora of choices. And especially when LeBron doesn't make move most of the needle or whatnot out there. It's ridiculous. He had to do most of the work. Whenever the production went down tremendously whenever he came off the court. It was just ridiculous. And what can you say? I mean, give the man some respect. Like, He screwed a whole lot, and that's why I stepped up. Something, you know, my perspective of him is just risen so high because of that. This dude found some ways to make himself happen. So, take your hat off to the dude. He made it happen. So, let's not miss out on greatness because we want to be ignorant. So, Brian, man, my hat go out to you, man. Try again next year. But you know my team's a Mavs and my team's a Celtics as well. So I'm rooting for my teams, and those are my teams. And of course, you know, as the finals go, as the playoffs go through, you know, my team and then I started figuring out I always have a dark horse I want to have win. So there you go. That being said, we're going to go to a music break, and then we come back. We're going to get into some of the readiness. We'll be playing on Ask Rachel Trivia game as well today, too. So you're listening to Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. Let's go ahead and play our first track of the day. Let's take it to my boy, Jono. And this is the original version of Dance Party. I'm going to play that because that song gives me life.
Been feeling all this hard work, fitting up here. If I'ma go and buy a hammock, come on by your bitch, tell her go make me a sandwich. Eat my lunch, hit your bitch, hit the booth and do damage. Right. They can't understand it.
What?
Why team Rogan? Doggy, that's focus. These boulders is bogus. Burn it down, blunt. I wanna give them my roots. They take my DNA and they take themselves with my mojo. The open up, close up, the designated enter. Take your kick, catch your kick. I got two kickers. Break your kick down, look, I'll jump your sister. My little pack, you what's up is all in her tits. You talk fake shit for a little two pence to win. Took two steps and there go two pences in. Flip the rim flames with every flip of my tongue. How you wanna get dead, mid rare or well done? I know I raw, son. Real fucking sweaty. Tongue twisting like Bobby, falling like Whitney. No, fuck that Britney, my shave my dreads off. Coming off the top, shit might take my head off. Bust that lid off, you hear how your gun sound. That's like me in the booth when I'm getting down. Center point mass at your ears, heavy getting down. Blue pick you up like, how the fuck you set it down?
I call it these niggas, but some dads with my accent.
Okay, there we go. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. I'm sitting here having a full-blown conversation. we're back and make sure I give love to our sponsors real quick for continuing going forward. First off, we'll introduce our sponsor today from Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice along with a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/CDJ, that's CEDDY, D letter J. And trust me, if you're a person like me, sometimes you don't have time to read books, but you're still intrigued by hearing good stories. Audiobooks are the way to go, because you can retain a book while you're on your jogs and whatnot, because you got an audio book. There you go. And our other sponsor, big ups to them, from Stitcher, which they also is a place where they syndicate our show as well. Stitcher is a radio on demand app, which you can listen to anytime, anywhere. And they have over 20,000 news, entertainment, and sports shows, including Life of the Dust Live and other shows on the Dust Fly Radio Network. It is available on iOS, Android, Nook, iPad, and over 4 million car dashboards. So there you go. And I'm laughing because Greg told me he can't read. I'm not going to do this to you today, but not today. Y'all being so silly. Oh, my God. So one of the things, like I told you, today is a total random day. We will be playing the Ask Rachel trivia game here in about 5 minutes, five to 7 minutes, somewhere along those lines. But some of the totally random stories up my sleeve for today. Oh, my God. We've already talked about sports already. God, I'm going to do any more of that. But let's go to one of my favorite sites, personally, because it doesn't really get much shine. Some people don't feel move the needle enough, but if you want a couple of good laughs, this is a place to go. www.clumsyquirk.com. Funny behind stories over here. You get some dumb cops and some dumb criminals. So let's see who got on the list today. Okay, so, I mean, this is just obviously stupid. Like, dude, sometimes when you do certain things, you guys know it's gonna come back. It's gonna come back at you, and when it comes at you, it's gonna come hard. And for all my little X-ray people out there, not that kind of coming. But the first story: a man chooses a wrong false name to give police. Give police a false name backfired a man who found himself locked up for a crime committed by the person he was pretending to be. The 23-year-old was pulled over by police on Friday at 2:36 a.m. on Wall Valley Road and gave police a fake name. Now, before we dig some more and figure out what the heck this dude that he's pretending to be dude that got him in trouble. People, when you go along for fake name, please be sure you got somebody that doesn't have a record. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Be careful, that's what we'll come back to bite you. So, this man was arrested and locked up because the person whose name he gave was wanted for a breaching bail condition. And police said because people are not fingerprinted when they are found breaching bail conditions, they had no idea that the man was not who he claimed to be. The man appeared in court under the false name. However, the Nagua of prison officials recognized who he really was. He remains in custody and will appear in court on Tuesday, June 23rd, facing charges of driving while disqualified, giving false details, and perverting the course of justice. God, man. He was giving fake names and duties. I mean, but the dude's alive. Some people find it as, hey, at least you're still alive, man. You're alive, but now you're going to have a record for being an idiot. God, people, think about what y'all do. Think about it. Okay. Yes, now this is crazy. In the day of Netflix and whatever, this, that, and the other, we don't have this. We wouldn't have this probably anymore, really. But there's still some places that still have, you know, these ancient places known as video stores or whatnot. So, in this some point, Caleb Michelle Finley of South Carolina, on behalf of VHS tape people, monster-in-law, sitting in her home for a decade. She written the Jennifer Lopez movie from Dalton Videos, who is now out of business. And this is pretty hard, because this is an out of business place that she got in trouble with. I wouldn't know exactly what. And she written this back in 2005, so that's exactly 10 years ago. So why did she get in trouble for having not returning a freaking VHS, which the store is closed anyway? So why Finley, who's 27, she's 27, so I don't know how to feel for her. 10 years ago, this woman was 17 and got through the math. Oh, so Finley was at a police station on another matter when officers unearthed an arrest warrant for her. The store's owner had even contacted the police in the bid to get her to return it. She was arrested on a misdemeanor charge, a failure to return the video, and spent a night in jail because her hearing could not be held until the following day. Quote, and CNN quote from Finley was, I'm stating, I am no criminal, but Pickens County Sheriff's Office shorted me feel like I was. First of all, you didn't ticket. You didn't be in jail for the fact of you got in trouble for having a VHS. People still watch VHSs. I mean, I got a box of VHSs in the house, but that don't mean that it ain't for, you know, ain't for no video store that for serving here or not, whatever, you know, hey, put y'all on game or not, and that they not in business anymore, I can say this. Some of the times, these idiots, when you go on Blockbuster, these idiots forget to read up the video the right way, and so since they made the mistake, we get to keep it. We get to keep the tape. You get to keep the tape. They mess up, you get to keep the tape. And man, I got so many Blockbuster videos in the house. VHS is ridiculous. But hey, I barely got any DVDs. I pretty much watch them myself, you know, online or whatnot. Or streaming in my box. I have so many different ways to stay out of trouble. There's no way to be in trouble for these things, people. It's a VHS. Why do you still have it? And then she was 17. So you got in trouble for not returning a video that you got when you were 17? Wow, woman. Unless you was 18, or I don't know. It's ridiculous. I'm praying for her. I'm going to put in my prayer words, praying this woman. She did not know no better. Oh, my God. That's just stupid. You're in trouble for VA for not returning VHS. All right. That's another one I want to go ahead and get to. I'm really trying to think this. Like, I don't know what to think with this person here. It's stupid. So this one here, I mean, really brace yourself. This is going to trip you the heck out. I think this one's going to overtake the other two stories I just gave out. Because, like, hey, that's why this happens. I mean, it builds up to get stupider as we go through the show and go through these stupid stories. So a man shouted his store entrance, steals and fell lying down across the street. Let me repeat that as a tagline again for you. Man shattered store entrance, steals, It is found lying down across the street. I'm a hungry burglar with a hankering for a cigarette. I was arrested easily Monday at the Volusia County Sheriff's deputy said he broke into a store on West International Speedway Boulevard. That's because the suspect, Dave Tolbert, was found lying on the side of the road across the street from the Sunrise Food Mart that he stole from. All right, so let's sit back for a second. Let's sit back. And let's stick on this. So this guy was hungry. He was hungry. And he wanted to steal cigarettes. First of all, let's start on that first. Dude, you hungry and the thing you steal a cigarette? I know cigarettes are high as hell. But dude, really. So his hungry behind, I'm pretty sure he was so hungry he felt like he was going to pass out. That's probably how he ended up across the freaking street. Dude, and then all he got to do is, oh, someone stole from the store. Let's look at the video camera. And I'm a cop and he's trying to look for the person. And he's across the street. Wow, I'm done with some of these people. It's people that's not doing criminal acts. Like, throw this dude under the jail and let him be there for a week so he can learn how stupid he is. So, that's just a few of the dumb stories that came across the wire, man. From CrazyCrooks.com. That's, you can go check that out or whatnot. Now, here's some more news you don't want to use. Continuous Rachel Dolezal or Dolezal thing, whatever her name is. It's crazy because this, she really have a reality show. This woman is getting a reality show. And yesterday she was on, she's all on freaking news media yesterday. On a bunch of different shows being interviewed, including a show I watched, Melissa Harris Perry, a lot. And I just listened to the interview, that's one that just gouged my eyes out in my ear, and I wanted to just rip my ears off. I'm like, God, this woman just full of so much crap. And it's crazy, man. Like, she's resigned, and now she's a reality show. And the fact that she agreed to it, you know what that says to me? It takes away the offense. Everyone's all this, let's feel sorry for her. Don't y'all feel stupid now. Because it takes away the authenticity of really caring about what's on the person's shoes. Like, God, man. That's what annoys about reality TV. We're so stuck on BS instead of things that matter. Like, that's dumb. Like, who the heck cares? And it's like, people are gonna be watching this show. It is where maybe when you watch, you like flip the TV and like, what the heck is this woman doing with a TV show? It's one of them. I'm gonna look at this one episode real quick and see if they're going, just to laugh and be able to use jokes for material later. It's one of them type of shows it seems like, but. I want people to tell me watch it for sorry. Like, I've been trying to tell y'all that. I can read through crap. All this, now the person you hoorah for is only prison Sonny J. Ray. And when Sonny J. has to give you a big I told you so, it's not a good look. So, I'm giving you a big I told you so, people. Don't be so quick to judge people's defense. They don't need your help to jump to their defense. All right. I'm done ranting about that. And since we're going to go to a quick song, we're going to go to another quick song break. We come back from this song break. We are going to do our Ask Rachel trivia questions. And you are welcome to call in. The caller number is 347-202-0389. calling. We will be doing this. This will be testing your blackness, man. We're going to see. I got some questions for y'all. We're going to see if y'all can handle it and see if you can answer them. All right, so this track we're going to play now is by Loud Boy, and this is Touch My Soul.
Let me take you higher. lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me.
Alrighty, here we go. Alright, so we're going to start the game now. Kool-Aid.
And,
oh, my bad. My bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, no. See, yeah. See, y'all got one wrong. Okay, so here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
We're gonna start out easy on you first. And work our way up. So here we go. First question is on Ask Rachel. Okay. Your mom, what is your mama not? What is your mama not? Is it A, your teacher, B, your daddy, or C, one of your little friends in the street?
My mama ain't one of my little friends in the street.
Is that right, ladies and gentlemen? Is that right? The crowd says... Yes, you're right, sir. That is the correct answer. All right, so see, you tell you easy, work our way up. Doesn't mean all of them are going to be that easy. All right,
okay.
So here we go. Get ready for the next one, and you got to be quick.
All right,
here we go. This question is not multiple choice. It is one get to answer. I'll name all of the members in the Evans family on Good Time. Ready,
oh,
set,
come
go.
On, man. JJ, Selma, Florida, James Sr., and Michael. Then if you want to get the neighbor, you got Willona, who ended up having Penny, who was Janet Jackson. Then we can throw in Ned DeWino if you want. Come on, man. I can do this for days. And Bookman. And Miss Bookman.
What's the politician's name?
Alderman Davis.
God dang it. Let's see, I believe, oh no, you can see that, but that's, if I'm not mistaken, I think you might be wrong.
Oh, what, Alderman Davis? You want Alderman Davis? Because I could go sweet Lenny. My name is Lenny.
We're tuning it up now, making sure. Yes, it was Davis. Okay, we're making sure it wasn't Brown. Can it be Brown? So yes,
okay,
because right.
I forgot about Lenny and Sweet Daddy, so I didn't forget those two.
Lenny, it wouldn't be worth a penny.
Yeah, my name is Lenny. If I don't have it, then it ain't in there.
Well, people laugh because I spend some of my Saturday mornings still watching Good Times.
Me too. Man.
I get so into it, the character when I'm in there. Like, but I'm the kid. Time's on mine. You can't say that like that, and you lose your black card like that. That's, people lose their black card for that.
Nah, that's my junk right there. I'm doing pretty good, man. Come on, keep it up. What else you got?
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. I am throwing at you, and you're catching it so far, man. You're doing pretty good. Okay. All right. So I'm okay. Let me look for the one I want to use. Dig a little harder, because you seem to be pretty good, this man. And we can't allow you to be that good. All right. So here we go. It is. Next, ask Rachel a question. This one's easy. This one might be so easy as well. All right. This one is Jerome is a player from A, Memphis, B, Augusta, C, Houston, or D, the Himalayas?
That would be D, the Himalayas.
All right. That's correct.
We're
going to say the same show like we used to do. Is it A, collard greens, B, biscuits, C, potato salad, or D, peas?
I say that one more time. This is from Martin.
Class the blank like we used to do. Is it A, collard greens, B, potato salad or deep peas?
I'm thinking it's either potato salad or biscuit.
Y'all pick one.
I'm going to say potato salad.
Survey says.
Oh, it's not my mama biscuit. Was it my mama biscuit?
That phrase is my mama biscuit, but it is DT. And there's an episode where his mama happened to be there. Everybody had like a Thanksgiving dinner or whatnot, and one of his mama friends, he was sitting there. Pass the keys like we used to do. Pass the keys like we used to do.
Now I remember it.
Yes, we got here to get one wrong. I feel a conscious now. We can turn these down. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You got me because I remember it now. Okay. My bad.
I knew I was going to have one. There was no way I was going to get not get one past you. All right. If the head is right, who would be there every night? Is it A, Larry, B, Matthew, C, Biggie, or D, Kevin?
Oh, if the head right, Biggie there every night. Oh.
Ding, ding, ding. That's right. Okay. Okay, let's see. We might have another one for you that might be just a little hard. Let me see which one. And these are submitted from different people. And I'm like, okay, I told you I was going to do it, people. Like, I'm too scared to call it, but can you read some of them? If it ain't whack, that's my rule. All right, so here we go. Beyonce destroyed Carrie Hilson's blank. A, career, B, edges, C, self-esteem, or D, all the above?
I'm going to go with all the above.
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm going to go with all the above. I don't know what the edges one is.
The edges. Talking about female hair.
Who
always had Janet Jackson? Was it A, Big Mike, B, Rowan, C, Slim, or D, A, and C, because Rowan had Lisa Davis?
All right. You know what, man? You got to repeat that. Say that again.
Who always had Janet Jackson? This is a,
who always
this
had
is,
Janet
I'll
Jackson?
Picture for you. This is coming from the movie The Woods. Who always had Janet Jackson? Was it A, Big Mike, B, C, Slim, or D, A and C, because Roland always had Lisa Davis?
It was the last one, because it was Dwayne Martin's
character.
That was
pretty easy.
Yeah.
One more. How many fights did Will Smith get into before moving with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air? Was it A, 2, B, 3, C, 1 little, or D, none?
He got one little fight and his mom got scared. She said she's moving to his uncle and aunt in Bel Air.
Bonus question. What does the license plate say?
Fresh. And it even had dice on the mirror.
Okay, last one. If you gave R. Kelly a tutu, what would he give you? A, TT, B, Wee Wee, C, Beep Beep, or D, Doom Doom?
I ain't giving R. Kelly shit. That man ain't pissing on me. I'm sorry. I'm a grown ass man. I'm gonna do like Riley said on the Boondocks. If I see P, I'm gonna move out the way. So I can't answer that because I ain't giving R. Kelly nothing. So I'm gonna decline to answer that, my brother.
All right. That we were switching for different last question. When he was young and woke up to loud gospel music, what happened? Was it A, nothing, B, going to church, or C, spent whole day cleaning? I know this might be a trick question for you.
All right, say the answers again. Say the question again, I mean.
When you were young and woke up to loud gospel music, what happened? Was it A, nothing, B, going to church, or C, spend whole day cleaning?
That's gospel music. That's a cleaning thing. Yeah. That's a cleaning thing.
It is C.
Yeah.
The whole day
that's
clean.
A cleaning thing.
I know that from first thing. My mom goes gospel music to keep me a cleaning machine.
Yeah, that's cleaning. That's when you got the Reverend James Cleveland helping you clean. So yeah, I got you on that one.
Good job, man. Well, we appreciate you for playing the game.
I appreciate it. So I can keep my black card. So I'm able to keep my black card, right?
You're able to keep it, man. You didn't get that many wrong. You able to keep your card.
Oh, cool. Cool. So they gotta go to court tomorrow. All right, cool.
No, so since you're on the show, I'm glad you're on here too, because there's some other news that I came across that I was like, man, I know he's gonna get going on this. All right, so apparently, did you ever watch that movie Kick Ass?
You know what? I really haven't seen it. I know, it's surprising because, you know, I'm into, like, hero movies. I've never seen Kick-Ass. I've never seen Kick-Ass 1 or 2.
Because 2 had a different director than one, the original one that is.
Right.
Well, the director for 1, he announced plans for a prequel and sequel in the Kick-Ass franchise.
Really?
So, yes. Yeah, so there's going to be a Kick-Ass 3 coming out, and then there's a prequel to Kick-Ass out coming out as well called Hit Girl. And Hit Girl is the girl superhero on there. Which I'm kind of excited because since they decided to kill my boy who played Quicksilver, who happens to be Kick-Ass.
Right, I remember that.
So, I just spoiled it for people. I'm sorry. The ones that didn't see the movie.
Yeah, you spoiled it for somebody like me who haven't seen the movie. But
I
read
already
that,
saw
you know.
It. I'm not going for that. You already went and saw the movie.
No, I didn't. But I read that when I saw the movie.
I spoiled the Avengers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot. Yeah, did.
I enjoyed Kick-Ass. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure they came across that already. If you haven't seen it already, that's
I didn't think
you.
About that.
I don't know. And all this time, they still haven't been or they spent on Dame Top, they local bootleg man. It's all that's on them for spoiling for themselves. So,
but now that I got you, why did they kill him off? To me, that didn't make sense.
I mean, I keep hearing different explanation. I mean, I don't like the explanation because it's BS, because then why did you kill Stronger Witch, too? So logic is saying that because if you have both of them alive, then you have to keep the story. You have to keep, you know, by killing off one of them, you get to change the story up a little bit. By having them both alive, you got to explain the origin even more. And part of the origin involves Magneto, who's their dad. Was that involved? Him involved X-Men. The studio who does the Avengers, all that, does not have
the right to do that.
Yeah,
that's
the confusing part about the Marvel universe right now. If these people have exclusivity, like Spider-Man. Like, you'll never get Spider-Man. Like, now, they actually share rights. For Spider-Man, so That's why Spider-Man would be in any one of the Avenger movies coming up. But
yeah,
then,
they said he might be in
like,
Civil War.
So, yeah.
But real quick, like, you know what I read today? Since we're doing our nerd talk, you know what I read today? That they snuck in Deadshot into Gotham, and they never really told anybody. Remember when
they were showing? Yeah, because sometimes they show people origin people that you don't know until they tell you that Easter egg. You're right.
Right. Well, remember when Fish Mooney escaped from the island?
Right.
And the guard shatter?
Yeah, the guy that was outside that was going
they
around.
They saying that the guard who they call the catcher was really Floyd Lawler. And that he's going to eventually turn into Deadshot.
Yeah, I see. That's weird. That's a weird narrative.
Think about what he did, though. When she got away, he made a point to grab a different gun and shot, and made that perfect shot into a moving helicopter. So that's what they was trying to show, that this was the beginning of Deadshot before he lost his eye.
Makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
But I'm just tripped off of the irony that the Smith family are all in freaking on DC things. So I know I also saw that, you know, they plan on having Jaden. He's supposed to be Static Shock.
Yeah.
That's
interesting.
I think Static Shock was better than something you want to give credit to, and they just, I always see that one thing here online, like they didn't watch that show. Y'all know y'all did. It has a few seasons on Kids WB. I'm sitting here for Chunk, you didn't watch it. Y'all know that show was good. She was like, man, like this ghetto behind superhero who magic, who superpowers and stack electricity. And he got dressed. I mean, it was just like, you know, you see him like, okay, this dude got dreads. He got this ghetto behind the costume. He's suiting this. I mean, he has still superpowers, but it has weird superpowers. It was still a good show. So, but eventually he did get the good. He got the cool superhero suit eventually, though. But first, did a ghetto behind one where he went like he went in his closet, got one of his play shirts, put on some Dickies, and put on a freaking long behind jacket. In a mask and call himself a superhero. I'm like, if that's the case, I'm about to go turn superhero right now. So, yes, man, that concludes our show. We will see y'all next week. Right here, man. Rick, what do you have coming up, man, for this upcoming week?
We're doing a special tribute to fathers this Sunday. We're doing just having a couple of fathers on us to do us you know, just doing a little tribute, trying to do something special for the fathers. We're asking people to send in any type of shout-outs they want to do to their fathers, and we'll try to play it on air for them. So, you know, just a little Father's Day thing. We'll see how that works out. You know how we always do. We'll find some way to make it.
Yes, and I got Caribbean in black and record these drops. I'm being so ethnic. I'm definitely not a Rachel Dolezal, so I will be doing that as well.
And on the Freedom of Mind next week.
Where's the other show coming out? That's what I was going to ask
you. What do you mean, Free Your Mind or the other show?
I know Free Your Mind is already out.
Yeah, Free Your Mind is on Tuesdays, and next Tuesday the show will be about mistresses, so that's going to be interesting. Our newest show is going to be called Talking. Basically, it's going to be called Talking Shit. Excuse my language. And it's going to be basically a gossip talk show. So that's going to be starring Jamaica and Coco Chanel. So that's supposed to be starting next Thursday. So we'll see how that one goes. So we're trying to build up a little. Yeah, we try to build up a little network like what you got. So, you know, see what happens.
And I tell people over and over, because they don't they tell you, I feel the error in it. It's like, you're inspired by my shows and inspired by myself, but you have a different approach to it. And that's why we tell you to support different stuff. You want to just support mine, support these other shows, because, yeah, you still get to, it's still a fun atmosphere, but y'all approach stuff a different way, and that's what I was just why do you turn the TV? They got a bunch of different channels. Why just have a variety of stuff they go to?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, there's no doubt about the fact that we get our, you know, the whole concept behind doing the shows I got from listening to Life After Dusk. But, you know, we still throw our own little spin on it. So, you know.
Yeah, y'all, so the way y'all approach it is so different. And that's why I like people who that are inspired by an idea, but they have, but it just inspires them for something they want to do in their own twist and do it. Now, those people you really respect is like, okay, good. Like, I'm glad you're inspired. And then they just went over. Because I like variety. That's what I like coming to the show. I like the variety of being the king back and not be the host for a day.
That's why I don't mind calling it the Yo Show so I can do this. I told you, man, what we need to do one day is we need to switch shows. You need to come do our show and then let us do, let me and Chuck run your show just to fool people. So they'll check in on Life After Dusk one week.
We
checking
the
Life After Dusk.
Before.
Yeah, well, that's what we can think about doing. But, again, man, I always appreciate the chance to come on here, man. It's always fun.
Yeah, I appreciate you always allow me to come over there and wreck havoc.
That's what you do.
Always fun, man.
You definitely wreck havoc when you come over.
Yeah, Chuck, man, every time. Chuck get me started every time. I'm like,
yo,
Lord.
He do that on purpose, man. It's funny. He do that on purpose. He sometimes just know the right button to get you to get going. I was sitting back laughing at y'all last week. I had to cut y'all off because y'all were completely off subject. But I was laughing at y'all last week because he just kept saying shit he knew was going to get you to keep talking.
And not even just that. It's the fact, though, so you got between that and also with him just being like, this is hilarious. You know, also, like, when he inspired you to act just as ratchet as he can be sometimes.
Yeah, man.
Y'all had, oh, my God, y'all cracked me up on Sunday.
We trying.
I never know what the heck is getting ready to come out of y'all mouth.
Hell, I never know what we going to do. So, I don't know until 5 minutes before it come out his mouth what he about to say. So, trust me, you just as surprised as I am, and I'm just as surprised as you are. Hell, I think Chuck just as surprised as we both are, because he don't know what's going to come out of his mouth either.
Right, he's just freestyling. Hey, he's like, buckle your seatbelt, you know. It might be a thing. I might say something really off the handle.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. Well, we roll on out, reminding everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, whatever it is, over there to you, it is a way. You're tuned to another episode of Life That Does Live, your boy KJ. And as we remind you on every Wednesday, remember, if you're going to help somebody, please do it responsibly. We out, y'all. Peace.
Peace out.